dreamed I was an Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. Under my boots and around my toe. Frost that bit the ground below. Was 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried. And my mama cried. Don't be a naughty Eskimo. Save your money, don't go to the show. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. And the northern light commenced to glow. And she said, with a tear in her eye,
watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
Well, right about that time, people, a fur trapper who was strictly from commercial had the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo.
Peek-a-boo.
And he started in the whipping on my favorite baby seal with a lead-filled snowshoe. I said, with a lead. Lead-filled snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
He said, peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-boo.
With a lead.
Lead-filled.
With a lead-filled snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
He said, peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-boo.
He went right upside the head of my favorite baby seal. He went whap with a lead-filled snowshoe. And he hit him on the nose and he hit him on the fin and he... That got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy can be. So I bent down and I reached down and I scooped down and I gathered up a generous mitten full of the deadly
yellow snow.
The deadly yellow snow from right there where the huskies go. Whereupon I proceeded to take that mitten full of the deadly yellow snow crystals and rub it all into his beady little eyes with a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the people in this area, but destined to take the place of the mud shark in your mythology. Here it goes now, the circular motion, rub it! And then in a fit of anger, I pounced again. Great googly moogly. I jumped up and down the chest of her. I injured the fur trapper. Well, he was very upset, as you can understand. And rightly so, because the deadly yellow snow crystals had deprived him of his sight. And he stood up and he looked around and he said, I can't see. I can't see.
Oh, cone and stuffed it in my right eye. He took a dog to a snow cone and stuffed it in my other eye. And the husky wee wee, I mean the doggy wee wee, has blinded me. And I can't see temporarily. Well, the fur trapper stood there with his arms outstretched across the frozen white wasteland, trying to figure out what he's going to do about his deflicted eyes. And it was at that precise moment that he remembered an ancient Eskimo legend wherein it is written on whatever it is that they write it on up there, that if anything bad ever happens to your eyes as a result of some sort of conflict with anyone named Nanook, the only way you can get it fixed up is to go trudging across the tundra, mile after mile. Trudging across the tundra, right down to the parish of St. Alfonso. Yes, indeed, here we are at St. Alfonso's pancake breakfast, where I stole the margarine and wheedled on the bingo cards in lieu of the latrine. I saw a handsome parish lady make her entrance like a queen. Why, she was totally chenille and her old man was a marine. As she abused the sausage patty and said, why don't you treat me mean? St. Alfonso's pancake breakfast.
Wow, get off the bus.
Where I stole the margarine.
Highness, ooh, bow to your snowshoes. service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
"Look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris? Mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo, but he told me right then when the top popped open there was nothing his box won't do with the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo. He said, "You might not believe this, little fellow, but it'll cure your asthma too." And I said,
"Look here, brother, who you jamming with that cosmic debris?
Now what kind of a guru are you anyway? And your preparations and ram it up your snout.
"But I got a crystal ball,"
he said, and held it to the light. So I snatched it all away from him and I showed him how to do it right.
I wrapped the newspaper around my head so I looked like I was mean. I said some mumble jumble then I told him he was going to sleep. I robbed his rings and rocket rods and everything else about. I had that sucker hypnotized, he couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him his future then, as long as he was hanging around. I said,
"The price of meat has just gone up and your old lady has just gone down.
Now, is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know you could make more money as a butcher? So don't you waste your time on me.
Don't waste it. Don't waste your time on me."
Shanty.
Om Shanty Om, you bet, man. Frank Zappa from Apostrophe. "Don't Eat the Yellow Snow," "Nanook Rubs It," "St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast," "Father Oblivion," and Cosmic Debris, side one of Apostrophe. Throwing you back to sort of late night radio there, here on Dirty Rice. This is Dirty Rice. I'm Bill Boland sitting in with you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. Be it here in Lafayette, up in Opelousas, the folks over in Lake Charles, up and down the bayou from New Iberia to, just all the entire area and out there on the internet, too. Since we're doing that late night radio kind of thing, let's see, on the 1st of August was Jerry Garcia's birthday. Jerry Garcia, of the Grateful Dead, and I'd be remiss not to play a little Grateful Dead. This is China Cat Sunflower, and I Know You Rider from Dave's Picks Volume 6, the Fillmore Auditorium, San Francisco, California, December 20th, 1969. Happy birthday a couple of days late, Jerry.
Walking jingle in the midnight sun. Come, but don't vote in triple silver. Come on up like a crazy queen stalking through a dream night wind. Like a damn night jack. A leaf of all colors plays a golden string beat up to a double. He waterfall all blow over my back.
I know you right are gonna miss me when I'm gone. I know you right are gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss your baby from running in your arms. Lay down last night and thought I could not take my
a fixing area from Port Arthur to Port Allen, from from Slidell to San Diego this evening. Thanks for tuning in, guys. From the Bougie Arsenal line, passing through the Bunkie Overpass and down into Cote Blanche Bay, Chaffalot Bay, Gulf of Mexico and all shrimp boats and oil rigs and privateers thereof. Here we go. We'll see you later.
For the finest in classic ska, rock steady, rockers, DJ, dance hall, and dub, it's Jamon. Cecil here, bringing you Southwest Louisiana's longest running reggae tradition, Jamon. Jamon, Sunday nights from 9 to 11 p.m., or Saturday mornings from 1 to 3 a.m., and streaming live anytime at krvs.org. Don't forget to link up to the Medicine Ball Caravan every Monday through Thursday morning at 11 a.m. right here on KRVS. For music, ticket and CD giveaways, live in-studio performances, and yesterday's news, it's the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette, Lake Charles.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette, Lake Charles.